guys are breaking up a little.
Okay, this meeting is being recorded. It's been posted and notified. Now, Natalia, would you please read the instructions for us?
Welcome to today's virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before starting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or by calling the number in your original email. Members of the committee, if you're able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you're speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you would like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all panelists will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do his best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon and will be given 3 minutes to speak. If you need to share documents with the committee, please send them to the email listed on the agenda. Thank you, Chair. The floor is yours. I think you said to do roll call.
Welcome, Madeline.
I'm here.
Okay. I'd like to welcome Madeline to the committee. And I am going to video off because this may be better. If anybody wants my video on, they should tell me and I will put it back. But in the meantime, I take video.
Okay, so Madeline is present. Should I do it?
Yeah, Natalia, go ahead and do roll call.
Grant Frauci.
Present.
Grant is present. Katie McDonald.
Present.
Katie is present. Madeline Leopold is present, as we have established. Stephen Webster.
Present.
Stephen Webster is present. And Chandra Miller-Finan is currently not present.
No, I'm here. Right.
Really? Sorry, I missed you. She's present. Yay. Okay, we have quorum.
Okay, great. 100%. All right, we have quorum. So we're in good shape. A motion would be in order to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the previous meeting's minutes.
Is there a second?
I will second.
If you move to second that the minutes of the previous meeting be approved, is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm going
to. No.
I'm recusing myself.
Okay, thank you. The record show that Madeline is recusing herself in the meeting because she was not there, approving the minutes. Acknowledging that, all those in favor signify. Oh, he already says aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries. Are there any members of the public to speak?
No, we don't have any registrants.
All right. Does anyone have a conflict of interest with the agenda that would require them to recuse themselves or resign from the meeting? Seeing none, we move forward. We have one major item on our agenda today, which is to approve the Parks and Open Space Plan for transfer onto the Park Commission. Lisa has not prepared a presentation because we've all seen plenty of the Parks and Open Space Plan. I believe Madeline has a comment on it, but I'll leave it up to Lisa to bring in Madeline at the same time that she gives the one public comment. Lisa, can I turn it over to you and you take the comments in the order in which you prefer?
Yes, absolutely. As Steve says, I don't have a formal presentation prepared. I shared the links to the specific documents that we should be referring to today on Friday, and I'm available to answer any questions. I would say we had, at our open house, we had about 15 people come and talk about the plan with us. Several of them were alders, so it was nice to see them engaging on the plan. But overall, a lot of support from those people that attended our open house. We received very little public comment. We received two, I think, or emails maybe. It was a very low amount of public comment, though we shared these opportunities widely through various newsletters and social media releases. So there's still opportunity for public comment as we take this through the various levels of approval. So I'm not concerned about that. We did incorporate some feedback based on We did incorporate some changes based on some of the feedback we received, and a couple of things that I wanted to highlight were we noticed that it was mostly a technical glitch where our maps were not showing up on it, especially our appendix maps were not showing up on Apple readers. So we worked with our IT department and got that fixed. And perhaps some of the most significant feedback that we received of a change that we implemented was mapping that shows park access based on income level to answer the question of what parks are serving our low-income individuals. This is important for us to know from a service perspective, but it also ties to Chandra's analysis of the Trust for Public Land Park score and how we actually have ranked we've ranked a little lower on our access because individuals of lower income and generally underrepresented demographics have access to fewer acres of parkland. So we did incorporate a map and a brief phrase within the document itself. The map is within the appendix, so not technically in the document. So you would have had a chance to review that. Otherwise, mostly comments of support, questions about certain projects, but from a staff perspective, we feel like we're in alignment with those comments, or we have a recommended strategy or corresponding action that would address the comments and questions that we've received. But we did make some minor adjustments from a staff perspective, mostly minor grammatical errors, nothing at all that changes the meaning of the document or the intent of the document in any way. I will note that our published document that was available for public viewing for almost a month actually was missing an entire recommendation, and that was the one about protecting natural resources. And that was a simple error because we put a lot of work into the last couple of weeks of pulling together the published document. So it's just something that got left out as we were rearranging it. We were trying to format the recommendations so that all the pieces of one element were on one page. And I think it was just a simple error that was left off. We've got it corrected. It's in the most current document, but nothing else is missing from either the document or the appendix that you all have reviewed multiple times. There are a few things that still need to be completed at a later date. Madeline was gracious enough to review the document, though she hasn't been involved in all of these discussions, and she does have some grammatical changes and some minor wording changes that doesn't change the intent of the document that I'll incorporate before this goes to the Board of Park Commissioners. We do expect that the Dane County Park and Open Space Plan will be adopted this week, maybe today. Ooh, maybe today. And so their draft plans, as we have them in our document, will no longer be draft. We'll just update the adopted ones. And then we'll have to include the council authorizing resolution in our appendix. So we've drafted one. It'll be easy to move that forward once we have everything in place. It's not done yet, but we've at least got it started. But that'll be incorporated into the final document when it's all said and done. But with that, I wanted to open this up to discussion from you all, any feedback maybe you've received or that you have after reviewing the documents again. And I know that Madeline has some comments that she wanted to share that she felt was more appropriate to discuss in the group that weren't just those minor editing comments.
I think from my perspective, Lisa, I'm glad Madeline looked at it with fresh eyes, because I did feel like as I was going back through it for today, I don't think I was going through it with a fine tooth comb because we've been looking at it for so long. Right. But I was really happy with just how the design work came out. It's just a good looking document. I like the call outs. And I liked the key takeaways at the end of most of the chapters. I thought from a readability perspective and from a browsing perspective, not wanting to read all of it, you could easily find the part that you were interested in and focus on it, and then either read more or put it away. So I just so much work has gone into this, and I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I like this candor. I thought it was a truthful document. Oh. Other comments on the other comments from the members of the committee?
So, I want to actually let Madeline speak first, and then I'll go after her. But my comment actually echoes off of Katie's. But Madeline, welcome back. We're so happy to have you back. And we really could use both. I mean, you're perfect for this because you have both have long-term history with the parks and fresh eyes. So I just want to let you go first.
Yes, well, you worked on the park and open space plan on this last iteration.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Chandra. And I look forward to working with you too. I think you were just starting when I was leaving. So everybody's breaking up a little bit, and I don't know if I will too. I wanted to say, as a general matter, I thought it was really well written and brought home some important points that I think the public and also the council needs to see. I like the blue boxes. That I thought that was a new and interesting design. I think next time, 5 years from now, I would put the key takeaways first, in effect, kind of like an executive summary, because while we may want to read this through, not everybody will. I thought, and for some reason, my copy isn't loading. So, but I particularly wanted to highlight the addition of the volunteer position, and I thought it should have been listed under table 1-1. The volunteer coordinator position is a huge change and a huge benefit. And also on page 127, when we talk about the whole, and again, I'm sorry, my isn't loading up. When you have that paragraph about volunteerism, the idea that we now have a volunteer coordinator means that our volunteers can be so much more effective. So I think that should be highlighted in that table of things that you've accomplished. If in fact it was within the 5-year period, which seems like it is, and also maybe to include it on page 127. I thought that in the list, I think this is on page 80, cricket, when we're talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, it would be nice to highlight cricket as a sport. It's only mentioned further on as just a small thing when talking about fields, but it is an important new sport that, like, not as common as pickleball, but one that I think we would like to see highlighted. And I guess my last major one has to do with something that Grant mentioned on the last meeting. And I was there, but somehow I couldn't get into the public comment. Grant felt that there should be some recognition, I think, having to do with the Glen. And I think the photograph was changed, but to recognition of donors. And because we are looking at such a significant potential shortfall going forward with all these new parks and cutbacks, we really have to be more organized about using the Madison Parks Foundation and thinking about really recognizing our donors. So it's too late, I'm sure, for this, but on page 128, the alternative funding sources, where you list the projects that have been affected, I thought there should be some, perhaps even bolding the names of the projects where somebody contributed over $500,000. I mean, I think those are things that we really should give some more attention to. And I thought that if you bolded, for example, the Glen, and maybe not the disabled parks. I'm kind of falling off
fully
my
accessible parks.
Fully accessible parks, where there has been significant participation by at least one donor, to have an asterisk, to bold those names and have an asterisk and say, these are projects where, you know, somebody committed a really a fair amount of money. And in the same regard,
in chapter 7 on strategies, there's nothing about the Parks Foundation. And I was thinking about being back on the long range planning and being back in the world of parks, which I'm thrilled to be, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. There's got to be more coordination. There's got to be more pressure, I think, on what they provide, and they should certainly be under strategies. I think the last bullet under secure the economy, I think, again, I'm sorry, it's not loading up. I think it was on page 138. There should be a bullet that says, you know, work with the Parks Foundation. That's they can do better. I'm sorry, they can do better. So those were really my comments, but I thought it was very well done. And I thought the message about the need for funding has really come through loud and clear in a way that I don't think we accommodated in the last plan. So thanks to everybody for all their good work.
Thank you, Madeline. I would like to, if I can do this meeting chairing, I will do it. And if it's too difficult, tell me and I'll pass the gavel over to Katie. But I would like to know whether people want to comment on Madeline's points or whether we should treat them as, Lisa, would you just be okay with just having an open discussion of those points?
Yes, I'm fine with that if that's how you'd like to handle it. If I could, I have some additional information based on the comment that Madeline mentioned based off our last meeting of a request from Grant.
Let's just get Lisa's comments in, and then we'll see if there is any more discussion. We'll have it. If there's not, we'll move along.
Okay, so we do mention the Glenn project multiple times, and we mention Michael and Jocelyn Kaiser by name, both within the Park and Open Space Plan and in the appendix under the golf program. And then we recognize, I think that it's recognized under the Parks Foundation as a contribution, but it doesn't list the donor. And so I did go and I put together a draft of what I thought met what Grant was talking about and comments I had received from Madeline after the last meeting. And I took it to Stephanie, who is the Parks Foundation director. And she was not she was not comfortable with us identifying individual projects because she has a number. She was very very concerned about doing that and upsetting long-term donors who don't donate $500,000 for one project, but they contribute ongoing funding over multiple years to support various projects. And so unless we were going to include a comprehensive list of just the various donors that have contributed over $500,000 throughout the recent lifetime of the Park and Open Space Plan, she wasn't comfortable with us identifying those specific projects other than how we've already done it. And so I'm trying to strike a balance between what you all are asking for and what the Parks Foundation is comfortable with. And I did have extensive conversations with Stephanie. I worked and reworked the Park and Open Space Plan to try to make it work, whether it was through, I even took time to go through all of our accomplishments and highlight it or make a note that this was from the Madison Parks Foundation, but that wasn't what anybody was looking for. And so I think it's, if this is something we want to highlight, we need to do it, figure out a strategic way to do it and make sure our partners are comfortable with it before our next Park and Open Space Plan. I think we're too late in the game to try to incorporate this in a way that everybody can be comfortable with it and satisfied with it. And with regards to specifically mentioning the Parks Foundation in our strategies, I understand what you're saying, Madeline. From a parks perspective too, though, not all of our private donations come through the Parks Foundation. We also have the Olbrich Botanical Society. We also are standing up the Lakeway Partners. We have various use agreements and contracts that contribute to capital improvements in the park system. And so I totally understand what you're saying with regards to, like, we need to really lean on them more. They are our primary philanthropic partner, and they are the partner responsible for fundraising for park spaces. But we have lots of other partners that support the park system too. And so I think that's part of the reason why the actions are written a little more broadly. But I'm certainly open to, if you all are looking to make more precise, more updates or edits to the actions to incorporate that language, I'm open to it.
I would rather not revisit the plan since it's published in the libraries and such. But Madeline, are you okay with these acknowledgement of your points and that Lisa was making? And do you want to pursue a editing thing, or are you comfortable with this amount of discussion?
I've come into this process so late in the game that I understand entirely and appreciate where Lisa is coming from. I think my feeling has more to do with going forward. If things could be changed, that would be great.
Let's hear what the rest of the committee has to say. Floor is open for discussion. And I can't see your hands up, so let's just do away with the hands and just have a wide open discussion.
All right, so I'm going to jump in here because I think that Lisa has really moved this process in this discussion about the Madison Park Foundation, donor recognition. It's moved a lot from first drafts and where we want it. I think what I would like is maybe, you know, in a September meeting or an October meeting of the long-term planning committee, we sit down and we think about what we want to see in the timing of the next parks and open space plan, because it's going to come up. We're a year late, so it's going to come up like super fast on us. And I really do think like these discussions would be super important to say, we want to start working on these conversations. This is what went well. This is what we would like to see in the future. And we might not be on any of these committees in 2019. I think Katie is most likely to be the one. So we can all write a note to Katie. because I think this is a great improvement, and it's so long for a parks and open space plan that we should write it down and allow the next group of people to say, yeah, nice, but no, or nice, but yes, we want to lean into this as we start, you know, in 18 months, really starting the next parks and open space plan. So I think that that's a really good thing for us to think about. I know we're all done with parks and open space plan, but we're not quite done yet.
This isn't just going to sit on the shelf. We have every intention of reporting back on an annual basis and using this as a document that really does guide the work we do. And Adam will be providing an overview on that. But if I can just insert this point real quick, and then I'll let you get back to the discussion. I do think that our strategy around securing sufficient resources to sustain service levels across a growing and changing park system, the actions within there, I think, set the table very nicely for us to really put the pressure on and to really engage with Parks Foundation and other donors around private funding and other strategic and creative ways to invest in parks. I also want to say that we need to remember this conversation when the Parks Foundation comes forward with a sponsorship plan, because in order for them to fundraise at a high level, their donors are going to want to know how they're going to be recognized. And so that this body is going to have to review that. The Parks Commission is going to have to review that. But we need to be open to the fact that people don't always want, like, people usually want some form of recognition for the gifts that they're giving.
Right.
And so the strategies that we have and the actions we have, I think, appropriately set the table for that.
From my philanthropy days in the United Way, I concur with the foundation's observation about singling out one donor for recognition. And I think, you know, in feeling out how we want to deal with this in the future makes a lot of sense. I am supportive of this. I also want to say this morning, Lisa and I were talking about utilization plan and the the desire of us to actively assess the engagement of the plan. Now, Brandon said we don't want to be a management tool, and that's fair enough. But I think we should find out whether people are using the plan, how they use it, and in preparation for the next planning cycle, be able to systematically debrief our experience and follow along with how others are doing with the plan.
I think if I get a second, I'd comment a little bit on this just because this has been a trend that I'm trying to push to figure out that relationship acknowledgement stuff, because I think over the years, Madison Parks has not been a strong recognizer of private donations into the park. And it's a difficult thing, but we have to change the, I think, mentality. And we need to recognize people that do give if they want to be recognized. Absolutely, you don't acknowledge people that want to be anonymous or not, or don't want their name on it. There's no question about that. I feel like it's always was hard to recognize in parks from the Parks Foundation when I was involved, and it was hard to recognize going through with the signage law ordinances and other types of things. And I guess my trend in this park and open space plan is the requirement for private funds to make our park systems great is really going through the roof. And you got a choice. If you don't want to acknowledge people and make people feel good about a gift and they don't give it, then we have a very different park system. Or we need to run it differently. And if that's the case, and I think that this park and open space plan has moved that along quite a bit. And I appreciate that you, Lisa, made an effort and talked to Stephanie. I would very much like to see the park and open space plan link off to the donor recognition on the Parks Foundation website. Oh. That list, that complete list is not in their annual report. That's the problem. I don't think Stephanie can give it to you personally. I haven't seen an annual report from the Parks Foundation in a while. And if somebody has, please send it on to me. And that would be a list of people that have given that are willing to share their name. And if you wanted to be anonymous, you'd fall into a category, but that's not something that I think they've done. And that would be a way to say, hey, here are types of people. But my overarching general idea on this is that if we don't start acknowledging people that are giving in a way and making our parks better long-term, we're not gonna be talking about the Olin Trust or the new trust that comes in to support that stuff. We're not going to really be recognizing the people that created the Park and Pleasure Drive. And those are the type of commitments that I think need to really sort of come if you want, you know, to have great parks. And so I appreciate the direction that it's gone in pushing forward and changing. But the Parks Foundation is going to do what the Parks Foundation does or doesn't do. And so that's, I think we've really covered it and moved the ball. Oh, I hate that one, but I think we're going in the right direction. Absolutely. I would love to change minds and attitudes and perceptions and not wait 5 years to have a crack at again. I just want to make sure, but the process has moved And I have seen that, and I feel good about that. And I think the rest of the people on the committee feel like we are realizing that that's important. We realize the financial shortcoming. We realize the amount of private support that needs to happen, and that sort of thing. And part of that is making sure that we as a park system are open to providing opportunities for people to recognize so that they want to give. And absolutely no question, if somebody doesn't want to be known or they don't want their name out there, there's no doubt you respect that. I'm not trying to do that at all. I don't know that we've had a system that really is fostering this and developing this giving mentality to support parks. And if it's happening, it's happening in a vacuum, and it needs to be in the light that people are involved and people are giving. And this is our history of, 150 years of people giving and being involved and joining and participating and supporting. And that's been my, stump speech for a long time. And I think we're going that way. I appreciate what you say, Madeline, that it's important, and we could do more. I don't know that we need to right now, personally. I just don't think it's there. I think there needs to be some pressure on both ways on defining how we recognize donors for all our partners. 'Cause Lakeway is going to be in the same boat when they want to, how do you recognize it? How do you name it? How do you plaque it? How do you maintain it? All those things are going to be a challenge. Maybe it will be different because they run it. I don't know, but it's more a, we're moving in the right direction. And I know this committee, and even with Madeline jumping on, are feeling that need to move that way and support it. And it will just get better as it goes. So I'm feeling good that we're going the right direction. I'd love to go much faster. And I agree with you on that, Madeline. It would be great if we could really have something that ties us better and gives us more forward looking. But this is a good improvement.
Madeline, do you want to make any comments in response to the comments?
Were you asking me, Steve? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was asking if you want to make any comments.
No, I'm coming into this after multiple years. So to forgive me if I haven't recognized the progress that has been made. I'm very happy to hear what Grant is saying. Grant has been talking about this since my first meeting, which was many, many years ago. I did have a question. Once upon a time, there was talk about a naming policy. Has that been drafted by the Long Range Planning Subcommittee?
Yeah.
It has. Okay. I'd love to get a copy of that. I think that I was going to say, if it hadn't, that might be a vehicle for exploring some of these issues in a positive way.
I think there was a naming policy that was drafted by the Long Range Planning, possibly like mid-pandemic or so. That was never actually effectuated. It never actually went to the Board of Park Commissioners. Given that, it's definitely worth us bringing it back to the Board of Park, back to you all, and making formal recommendations on that and making sure it aligns with what we have in our current park and open space plan. There is an adopted park naming policy that's available on our website.
Okay.
But it's quite old. And so that's the one that's we've referred to when we've had naming requests to change names of various parks the last
couple of years. We've been kind of following it because we approved the park over there on Jennifer Street, and we approved the name of the senior center place, and under Ann, we had approved names of several places too. So I think make record conform to fact. I mean, we are sort of working as a naming operation. So, but I think Chandra, you had said that you wanted to wait till Madeline was finished Do you have any more comments that you would like to make at this
point? No, thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
I do have one. Sorry, I do have one small comment, which is I would, in our acknowledgments page, I think it would be useful if we maybe just put, instead of former, we put the time frame of when people served. And I would like to add Madeline, because we lost Bob and now we have Madeline. And so she's participating in this. So can we add her to the long range planning in the acknowledgments?
I will leave Madeline to answer that, because I want her to make that decision. I did have her in an earlier draft and I hadn't asked her for that. And so I've since removed her at her request.
Okay.
Because she's effectively had a month to review what we've been working on for 2 years. So Madeline, you can chime in here and share your perspective, though.
Madeline, you're okay with that, aren't you?
Yeah, Lisa asked me, which I really very much appreciated. And I thought, since I hadn't been engaged in the really substantive period, that it probably wasn't appropriate for me to be listed. I didn't help. So I said no.
It'll put you on three consecutive park and open space plans.
Which would be totally wrong.
I mean, come on, join the club. I think Steve's only on more consecutive than the two of us.
Well, I think I was.
That might even be four.
I don't know. I mean, all right. I don't feel strongly about it. So whatever everybody thinks,
that's long range thing. I think everybody wants your name on their mantle.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm thrilled to be back. So if that's ticket of admission, I'm very happy.
So this is a request to add Madeline back to the accomplishments. I'm happy to do that.
I don't think we need a motion for that. We'll just
don't need a motion.
Lisa, is there anything more you want to say before we pass the motion?
Katie has her hand raised, and I want to ask Madeline something.
All right. Kate, sorry about that.
That's okay. I know you can't see it. I had a couple things back to Grant's comments, which I thought were really helpful, and just the relationship with the foundation in general. On one hand, the reason I first raised my hand is because Chandra is on the foundation board. So I was just curious to any dialogue that the foundation board has around why they don't list donors. I've never understood that. So just would be curious if that's something that comes up in those dialogues. Secondly, I think the final document that we have now is really reflective of the controlling what we can control versus influencing without direct control what we can influence. And Lisa, just in her conversations with Stephanie over the last few weeks, is showing that relationship and influence best you can, right? Some of the stuff that we want to see change, we can't control. So how do we get around that? How do we find new avenues, and how do we try to influence in different ways? And so to my third point, I would like that conversation to be continued once this gets past. I think there's a lot to figure out there with long-range planning and with a lot of the issues and strategies that we laid out. And because of those issues and strategies, that relationship really falls into our scope a little bit more than maybe it did before. So I'm looking forward to more of those conversations, and even just the, I forget what y'all called it, Lisa, but essentially the work agreement that y'all updated last year, the year before, with the foundation starts to set that up as well. So I would definitely like to talk about this more. I feel comfortable with where we landed with the parks and open space. And I would love Chandra to give us some dirt on the conversations that the foundation has. That was recorded. I didn't mean dirt. I just meant just insight.
Okay. I will spill some tea now.
Thank you.
Because long range planning happens at 3 p.m. on the same days that Madison Parks Foundation meets at 9 a.m. So I do foundation and long range planning on the same day, about 6 hours apart.
You've been sleeping up ever since.
I yeah, I don't even have time for my old brain to forget what we talked about in this. I will say that there has been a group on the foundation's board members to really understand whether this is a question of, is the board appropriately aligned to support the foundation in the work that they need to do? Because sometimes your board gets in the way. Do they have the right skill set? And so there has been a small working committee that's been on what's the board matrix, where are their skills, what are they interested in. They've been working on that for a while, but it's almost completed. So is it a question of support? And then also simultaneously, accountability from the board members, accountability for leadership. What do we expect from the board as we professionalize the Madison Parks Foundation board? So they're on a process. They've been moving forward in the same way, I would say, about the same scale and time frame as this Parks and Open Space plan has been moving, glacially, but they're getting to the end of it, and I think that that's a really good thing. I also think as part of that, we've expect that Stephanie will come and present in the October in-person Board of Parks meeting, so that like Tanya does and like other organizations, they come and they have the ability for us to ask them questions about what the foundation is doing, what commissioners would like to see. I really encourage anybody in LRP to come to that October meeting, because it's the next in-person meeting, and we've asked the foundation to come.
Chandra, not to interrupt, but I did. But that is fitted into that agreement now too. I mean, that's a requirement. It's not by the goodness of their heart. We're requiring them to do that too.
But we want them to come in person. So we picked October 8th, so that it's an in-person meeting, so we can have those discussions online, in person. It just is a little bit different than a virtual meeting. So that's where we're at with the Parks Foundation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Is there further comments from the committee before a motion is on the table to approve the plan?
I have a clarifying question, or a question, I guess, of Madeline. You had mentioned a couple specific ads, and if you could email me those, what I captured was add the volunteer position to our accomplishments in table 1.1. Page 127, something about the volunteer coordinator. It looks like maybe we've had to do some heavy revision of former drafts in order to try to make it a shorter document. It might have been stripped at some other point, but I think you're just asking for it to be added to that section on volunteers. I can figure out a way to work in the cricket, highlighting that as a sport. And then it doesn't seem like we need to do anything more on donor recognition, but I feel like I missed a couple of the page numbers you had in there. So if you can just send me what, like, if I missed something here in my recap, let me know. 128, I wasn't, oh no, that was the bolding of donors. So, and then you also had something on the strategies, but it sounds like we aren't going to be updating the strategies.
Yeah, I apologize. My park open space plan isn't loading, and I can give you, and my notes are not great. So okay. I will definitely send those to you this afternoon.
Okay.
But yeah, I think you've got them, but yeah.
Okay. And then there's just some minor typos, grammatical things that, right, I'll work in. And there was one other thing that somebody mentioned, I think, as we were talking today, that we want to add to this current version. Or maybe
I was being
I'm.
facetious in
Oh, that, I made a note of it, though. I'm like,
I
I
just thought it'd be
didn't think about it.
great to link to their donor recognition page and
Okay, got
know
it.
they have one.
You know, I did catch on to that as you kept talking, but as my mind circulates back to trying to do a recap, I wasn't.
Could it link
I
to a
changed
page
my
not found?
On, I'm you're more
Sorry.
professional than this. I'm sorry.
Oh, Grant, you started it.
I know. I'm apologizing for myself. I'm sorry.
So as
My
far
bad.
as next steps, so if I'll incorporate those changes before we take it to the Board of Park Commissioners. The Board of Park Commissioners will get the draft as soon as we have those changes, so they have time to review it before their August 13th meeting. I don't plan on doing a formal presentation at the Board of Park Commissioners because I just did a detailed one in June. And so I'll talk a little bit. They're similar to what I'm doing here, the changes we've incorporated based on the public comment. In the event the Park Commission has edits they want to make, it may be referred back to you all at the August meeting. So we'll see how the Board of Park Commissioners meeting goes in August. It may also just be referred to the September meeting of the Park Commission. So, but I'm going to shut up and get out of the way so you all can take care of business and finish any other discussion that you want to have about the document itself.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one. Further comments?
Lisa.
Yes.
Could we send, is there any restriction from us sending the Board of Parks and Commission the current draft once you get these edits done earlier since it's so long, instead of the Friday before?
Oh no, I that's what I meant. That
Okay.
I plan on as soon as we have the edits incorporated. One edit that I missed was you had asked for the time frame for when a person had served instead of putting formerly. So I'll add that in too. I'm going to highlight that because I missed that in my synopsis. But yes, as soon as we have these edits added into the InDesign document and we have them published or a link to them, we'll share them back out with the Board of Park. I'll share them directly with the Board of Park Commissioners so they have more time to review it than their standard couple days.
Perfect. Thank you.
So the floor is open for a motion to approve the turning this over with the discussion of the points that Lisa made of the changes to the Board of Park Commissioner. Is there a motion to do that?
Also move.
I'll second.
China's moved. There's Seth and Katie
I'll
have seconded.
second.
All in
I
favor?
will second. Things are breaking up here. I will second if someone hasn't already.
I think Katie might have beat you to it,
Okay,
Madeline,
that's
with
fine.
the break. Isn't
That's fine.
Zoom fun?
Think Steve froze.
Oh,
He's
no. Am I back?
You're
You're
back.
back.
When you know I'd freeze just at that moment of the vote. Did everybody vote yes?
We didn't vote yet because you froze when
Okay.
you asked for the
All
vote.
right. The motion has been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Seeing
No.
none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye or raising your hand.
Aye.
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 All right. Opposition, the same sign. Seeing none, the motion is passed. Congratulations, everyone, and especially Lisa.
Thank you
Yes,
all.
congratulations.
Thank you all
We
for
can
your
all
work on
applaud.
this. Even
That's
Ollie's getting in on it.
right, exactly. Oh.
Great. Yeah, this has
Really?
been a great process, and I think I can't tell you how happy I am to be at this point. I'm sure you all feel the same way. It's just been fabulous to work with you all on this, and I think we can be extremely proud of our product.
When do we get together
Lisa,
for champagne?
I'm hoping to run a systematic debrief of this after it passes the Park Commission so we can learn the lessons from this process that we don't have to duplicate the next time around and figure out those strengths and focus in on areas of the planning process which we feel could be improved. I myself have some things to say about the citizen involvement, and I'm sure we all have, you know, Grant will want to talk about the donors, and we have plenty of things we can talk on, but we'll try to cover those after the plan is passed. I think we have a meeting of the committee in August, and we'll keep it on the calendar. But if we don't need to meet, we will send you a memo, an email saying that we are not going to meet. So we'll keep it open in case there's a reason to meet, but we'll plan not to meet unless something comes up. And then I think after that, we'll try to get back to the every other month's meeting schedule if we can, unless our work becomes overly compelling. So, Elise, is there anything else you would like to accomplish at this particular meeting?
No, we've covered all of our agenda items, and I just want to thank you all again for your 2 years plus of dedication to simply updating. It wasn't simple to updating the Park and Open Space Plan. So I appreciate you all.
As Grant often says, we are the long range planning.
Long.
We did take a couple detours, but that's all we have for business or for business items. So the next item is adjournment.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
All right. Everyone has moved to adjourn. And is there a second?
I'll second it.
And we usually don't vote on this, but today let's all vote in favor of adjourning. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you all very much. I didn't hear nobody is available to vote no, so the meeting is over. Turn off the recording.
Thanks, everybody.